Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're pleased to welcome to the show Forbes Books at Bedtime, Renee Tyak. And she's with Capital Plus, right?
That's correct.
And I like her already because she's from Columbus, Ohio. And I spent a lot of time, Greg, in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to think, White Castles. They were my favorite crummy meal to
eat.
Yeah. A night out on the town.
Was White Castle created in Columbus?
It is. It's
really?
Home base is Columbus, Ohio.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, with the onions
and
on the burger.
That little pickle thing, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there some kind of pickle thing?
Yeah. Yep. But she's not about pickles and White Castles.
She's about Capital.
Yeah, she's about Capital.
And I'm much more interested in Capital, Renee, frankly, than I am in White Castle.
Yeah, good. I can talk more about Capital than I can White Castle.
Yeah, tell us about what Capital Plus zeroes in on.
Yeah, Capital Plus is a family-owned business, a boutique lender in Columbus, Ohio. Been in business 25 years, and our core competencies, our specialty, is factoring, which is receivable financing and management, which at surface level seems a little boring. I can see eyes glazing over.
The opposite. But I suspect there are some people listening that are not familiar with the term factoring, so let's go real basic and explain it.
Sure. So factoring, what we do is essentially, I'll tell the story, is imagine a small business owner who has invoices and an opportunity to grow their business. We do everything from help those business owners set credit terms with new clients to manage the invoices. We'll call on invoices and say, you know, are you missing any supporting documentation? If so, we help provide it. We help reduce the time it takes for those business owners to collect on invoices.
So everybody loves you because you're about getting paid.
They love us because we become back office support. Yes. We become an extension of their business.
Yes.
And then when and if they need it, they have the option to take advances on any invoices that are current. So we also provide access to capital.
Wow. And the reason you can give those advances on invoices that are due is because you now have a history of them and you have a sense of...
Correct.
You know who they are, how their cash flow works, and so it's a...
Correct.
It's a low risk for you because of the relationship.
Correct. It's a working relationship.
Yeah, it's a working relationship.
Versus a traditional factoring facility, which is strictly buying receivables.
Right.
Right.
We are the boutique service provider that also offers access to capital.
So is that set of relationships with clients versus traditional factoring, is that unusual?
It is. It's a differentiating factor for us. Yes, and it's why we've lasted 25 years, why we've weathered storms. Over 50% of our client base has been with us over 15 years, which is unheard of. In factoring, traditionally, it's a short-term solution.
Right.
And we do service clients like that, where we provide a very specific short-term access to capital line of credit, and then we help them graduate into lower-cost capital markets. We help them secure a business, an SBA loan. We help them move into other sources of financing if our services are no longer needed.
So I'm just guessing, Renee.
Sure.
Because you're sitting here in front of me, that you did not start this company 25 years ago.
No, that's correct. My father started the business. Yeah.
So you were a young girl growing up in a family where this was your father's business. And by the way, we're talking with Renee Tyak, rhymes with kayak, Capital Plus. The website is capplus.com. So you're a young girl and you're watching your father start and build this business.
Yeah.
And at some point, you decided you would go into business with him. What was that like?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, my father is a West Point grad, and he's a Cornell MBA grad. So I grew up...
So is there high achievement expectations?
Yes, absolutely. And he was a top exec with Emerson. So we moved around as Emerson would buy companies, and he would go in as president. His latest appointment was with Liebert Corporation in Columbus, Ohio. Okay. When he finished his term with Liebert, the next move would have been St. Louis. So he retired from Emerson and took a year off to determine what he wanted to do. And he started Capital Plus really as a vehicle to identify businesses that he could go fund and help grow.
What a prospect.
So he has a real passion for helping businesses get to the next level. When I joined the company, well, let me backtrack. When I graduated from college, I graduated with a degree in French and a minor.
He was thrilled, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. In fact, I really wanted to do a year of study in Paris at the Sorbonne, which I did, but he demanded that I add global economics at Sciences Po as well. Thank God he did, because, you know, I ended up graduating with a good understanding of business and global economics. But come full circle, I have always had a passion for helping the entrepreneur access capital, because I've been in lending at banking institutions. I've also been the borrower as a business owner.
Wow.
And so I bring to the table a unique understanding of when you go to the bank and the bank may say no, or you're looking to obtain VC funds, or you even want to try a crowdfunding campaign. It's daunting when you're sitting on that side of the table. And many times, whether you get a decline or a no, we can't help you today, it doesn't come with an explanation of these are your ratios. This is what you need to accomplish. So Capital Plus also adds that factor in. We really do a lot of hand-holding. Many of our clients come to us for a specific need. We'll help them understand the ratios and help them understand what they need to accomplish in order to access lower cost sources of money.
So as far as your clients are concerned, it sounds like they run the gamut, but is there a particular industry that you seem to be drawing a lot of people from?
We will handle any industry with the exception of medical or construction. Now, I find great success with startups, emerging companies, because they're too young for traditional financing and they also need the back office support.
Right.
We provide huge customer service for those emerging businesses. And then once they grow to a certain level, they may bring someone into their office to handle those duties.
How do you determine who's the right client for you, though? Because as much as I love what you're saying about people getting no's and not understanding that and then emerging, so you're taking some risks, I would assume. How do you evaluate that?
Well, first of all, they have to have commercial receivables. Secondarily, we look closely at the management team and what are their objectives here. Is this a Band-Aid that we're putting on a gaping wound? Or is
that
this...
you're going to get infected too.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Or is this an opportunity to help someone mitigate seasonal downturn or slow sales period or take advantage of an opportunity? You know, there are a lot of predatory lenders out there that will put the Band-Aid on, take their fee, and, you know, make
then
their
in a
profit.
Sense, rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes, exactly.
I have to ask, you said that you'll serve any industry except medical and construction.
Correct.
Why not medical and construction?
Specific to receivables, you run into lien problems with construction. And with medical, you run into regulatory challenges. And so, for example, if you're working with a medical company, you'll typically need to be HIPAA certified if you're going to be dealing with their receivables.
Gotcha.
Lots of red tape there.
Yes.
What about women-owned businesses? Are you finding that you're trying to lend a hand, so to speak, there?
Yes. Women-owned businesses are a great market for us, primarily because of the service component. And women-owned businesses are known for bootstrapping. This product, what we do at Capital Plus, really allows women-owned businesses to take control of their cash flow versus letting someone else run it. This allows a woman-owned business to bootstrap the way that they do so well, and then also access their own cash via advances when and if they're ready. And furthermore, the business owner takes control of the fees associated with it, because you can take an advance anytime that the invoice is current, and fees apply from the advance date. So you don't take an advance on the invoice that you just submit. You take something that may be 21 days in, and you pay 1% for 10 days, roughly. The cost of capital can be anywhere from 1.5 to 3% for 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering, if you're in this business and you're helping some of these women, as you say, bootstrapping, etc., even at your young age, there has to be a moment, because if I were in your shoes where, I helped someone and that company skyrocketed, or they've made 40, 50% profits over what they initially thought they were this quarter, that quarter, I know you must have the passion for this. So what would be your home run story?
Yes. Oh, well, thank you for the comment on my age. I'm actually older than I look, but
We're I'll younger take, than
I'll take
we
the, look. Yeah, right. I'll take the props there. So I have a lot of really great moments because I really get invested with my clients and I'm there through the process and it's just so energizing. That's the why I get up. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, having been the borrower and the lender, for me, I've been in both situations and so I really do get passionate about helping businesses achieve this success. So one great success story is we have a company that's a multimedia design firm who came to us as a startup over 15 years ago, and his first venture failed with us, and we helped him through the closing.
So when you say with us, does that mean you lost money when he failed?
We did not. We were able to collect on all of the receivables, but he had to close his doors. Gotcha. He came to us with his second venture and said, I'm going to try it again. I've learned from my mistakes. Here we go. Well, we just graduated him into a $500,000 loan facility with a traditional finance company, and he's been in business now for over 10 years, and he's doing upwards of $2 million in revenues. So we helped him navigate the first failure, move into the next. I mean, we all have our mistakes
and our failures. Startups
and,
in particular. I mean, if you haven't failed a few times, you haven't started.
Right. So he's a great success story. I'm really proud to have worked with him. On another level, we have companies. For example, I have a baker in Columbus who's just wonderful, and he does a couple million in revenues on an annual basis, and he utilizes us for everything from he writes his little paper invoices and brings them a stack to us, and he's been a client for 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and he only advances during the slow periods.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just, it's really great, and, you know, I have a couple of my team members who have been with us since my dad established the business, and there have been times where they've said, what are we doing? I'm in a humdrum. I need some motivation. And I'll pull out a client profile and say, look at this company has been with us for over 15 years. We have helped them make payroll or grow or address a challenge, and they have employed people in our neighborhoods, in our city.
You're like George Bailey.
I mean,
it's
you really feel the pulse of what you're doing when you take it down
it's
to the
real people.
It's real people employing real,
making their lives work.
Real people. I love it. Perfect place to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Forbes Books at Bedtime. Thank you so much, Renee Tyack. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.